You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guests, Lucille Kring, Anaheim Mayor Pro Tem. Welcome.
Thank you, Ron. Good to be here.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Another beautiful day here in Southern California. And on a beautiful Southern California day, don't you have to celebrate? Well, Groundhog Day, yeah. We understand it's Groundhog Day. And what I understand, the guy didn't see his shadow today. Did you see that groundhog on the news the other day when the mayor took the groundhog and stuck him up to his ear so he could actually hear what the groundhog had to say? And the groundhog bit the mayor's ear. Yeah, not a wise move to stick your ear up there for the groundhog to take a bite out of it. Ugh. Unbelievable. Today, though, we also celebrate National Heavenly Hash Day. Now, those of you that are Bernie Sanders supporters and some of the young students, hash does not have any meaning from the Berkeley, California area. So National Heavenly Hash Day, it is a candy item, variety of marshmallows, marshmallow cream or whip. Nearly every brand of ice cream has their version of Heavenly Hash. It looks pretty good to me. I've beaten anorexia, so when it comes to things like this, we're always looking for a good time, and that's part of what we tend to do here on Ron Siegel Radio, moving right along. I guess we can't deal with Heavenly Hash anymore. It's probably a little early to get into that, isn't it? Maybe not. Might chat a little bit about gas prices. California finally lost out. We're no longer the highest priced state in the country for gasoline. Can you believe it? Hawaii has finally taken over. Here in the state of confusion, yes, we are paying $2.57 a gallon on average. The nation paying $1.79 on average. Yeah, we've got 42.6 cents in state taxes there. And now we are one of only 8 states in the country that are paying over $2 a gallon. So we can applaud ourselves that we are not the highest any longer. It's unbelievable that we're still paying this much money in gas. Did you catch any of the election last night? Finally, the mouth that is no longer roaring. I finally saw a time when Donald Trump was a little bit quieter than he's been up until this point because, yeah, he lost.
It is what it is.
What do they say in the college sports that... Maybe it was one of the contests, the beauty pageants or something. First runner-up is also known as the first loser. Just a thought. That's where Trump came in, first runner-up. Marco Rubio had a great night. I kind of like listening to Marco Rubio. Young man. The biggest problem I see with them is the term young man. takes a lot of experience to do what a president does, what any of the elected officials do. It's, to me, it's not, you gotta, well, maybe he has paid his dues. We all would see, though, for the last 7 years, what's happened with a first term senator. Just saying. I hope we are in better times there. Of course, then again, we've got to be in better times than if the Democrat side, they won their caucus, or Hillary Clinton apparently has won her caucus, because she's better at flipping a coin than Bernie Sanders. Six of the districts she ends up winning because of a coin flip. Had nothing to do with Benghazi, 90% taxes, emails, national security. None of that plays into the Democrat process. It's all based on a coin flip. So if you're good at tossing a coin, I guess you can be president of the United States in the Democrat Party. Just a question there. I don't understand how that works, but it is what it is. I should find this guy.
It is what it is.
Speaking of it is what it is, think about this one. Jeb Bush. Did you follow this with Jeb Bush? And no one else voted for him either. $2,800 per vote. That's what it cost him. With the amount of money that he spent in Iowa during the campaign, he ends up spending $2,800 per vote. Unbelievable. Maybe in some instances you just cannot buy the election. Some places you can, but apparently Iowa, they didn't like what he had to say. Wonder what would have happened if he would have spent $3,000 a vote. I don't know. Just a thought there. Going to continue moving right along. It was an interesting night. My wife gets mad at me because I watch too much of these things over and over again just to find out so I can report to you what is going on there. Super Bowl. I guess we can say Super Bowl, being that our flagship is ESPN. It used to be that certain shows, you can't say the word Super Bowl because you have to use the term big game. I could say kind of synonymous, but at ESPN, they're probably allowed to have the term Super Bowl mentioned. It's coming up this weekend. $5 million, as I understand it, for a 30-second commercial. $5 million for a 30-second commercial. Bet we could find a much cheaper method here on our programs if you've got something to say. May not be as many people at listening. But then again, if you follow the Jeb Bush model, you know, you can't just buy your way in there. Reason I bring that up, Quicken Loans, they're looking at a commercial that is going to potentially bring us back, just my opinion. Of course, that's the only opinion I can give you. I generally can't give you somebody else's opinion because then it wouldn't be my opinion. But they're trying to bring us back to the days of 2007, 2008. Where their concept is and their commercial is that you can just use your smartphone to get a mortgage. Now, how smart do you think that would be? In this country, we keep our mortgages about 5 years. Up until the Great Recession, we kept our houses for 6 years. Now it's about 9 years. There is some pent-up demand in there. But great guidance is what you need. If you go to put your information into a app on your phone, do you think you're going to get all the options, all the opportunity that's there for you? I would suggest be very, very careful. I don't believe that great counsel costs you anything. That's why we've set up the Area Trusted Professional Program. But I was looking at a scenario for a listener just this morning. I got the email, and I threw it into the total cost analysis projector. And he has an option of doing a loan at 3.75% interest or 4.125% interest. And I'm not giving you the APR because it's just for educational purposes. So just think about these numbers. The payment on the 4.125 was less money than his payment on a 3.75. Think about that concept. Why would that be? Well, if you go to your phone app, they're not going to tell you one thing about why that would be, why these options are there. And it's just a matter of how you can get around the mortgage insurance premium. There are different ways of dealing with it. How do you think you're going to get scenarios like this on a cell phone app when you don't have the right questions being asked to you. Everybody doesn't fit into the same box. That's why, in my opinion, when I share with you the idea that you need to have a personal conversation, it doesn't cost you anything extra. Now, do you think Quicken is not, do you think they built that arena by not charging you for what they're doing? Think about that. They bought a, I believe they own, the guy that owns Quicken, I think owns the Miami Heat. Yeah, he lost out on LeBron James. He wanted to pay him several tens of millions of dollars because of what he does with Quicken Loans. So it's not like you're saving money. You're going to still pay the fees, the appraisers, underwriters, title, insurance, escrow, all those fees are still getting paid. The only one that's losing is you, because you're not getting the guidance that you need, that you deserve to deal with the most important financial decision of your family. And I say that with all due respect. Your house and your mortgage, probably the largest assets and liabilities you have, don't take them lightly. I do not want to see us go back to 2008, where a lot of people didn't understand what they were getting. Maybe they didn't want to understand what they were getting, and then ended up having to suffer a lot. We'll talk more about it. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. We will be chatting with the mayor pro tem of Anaheim. As Anaheim goes, so does a lot of Southern California. So there might be something that we can learn in there. No matter which groundhog you listen to, real estate, you might want to sell before spring. I'm going to tell you about it. 401k tanking? Really? Well, if you're watching the stock market, which I do, boy, you can really get a serious case of Rolaids there. I mean, the market's down 282 as I speak right now. And if you're a senior citizen, the U.S. 10-year Treasury trading right now at a 1.87 yield. Not good news. We'll talk about that and more. You can reach me anytime. Call the off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Ron Siegel Radio Date Night Trivia, presented by Reunion Kitchen and Drink. Friday, Ron will pose a question based on on-air conversations during the prior 7 programs. The person to post the answer according to the guest conversation will win a date night package, including a dinner gift card for Reunion Kitchen and Drink. You might even be able to say hi to Ron when you visit Reunion Kitchen and Drink.
It's not every day your home gets flooded, but when it happens, you've got the good people at APRIS on your side. With over 25 years of construction and insurance experience, they can turn any disaster around, making your home good as new. For 24/7 support, call 844-GO-APRIS or find us on the web at www.apris.me. Day, night, rain, or shine, when it happens to you, you know what to do. Go APRIS. Remember, call 844-GO-APRIS. That's 844-462-7747.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Well, here's one that I share with you on a regular basis, the real-time real estate segment brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. You'll get the true value, the true equity of your property. Yeah, today's Groundhog Day, so maybe you want to listen to the groundhog. I don't know how good a forecaster the groundhog is. I'm sure hoping this year, I can say this because I served on the staff at Chapman University is wrong about their forecast of who's going to be our next president, but Groundhog Day. So one of the things we're going to look at Groundhog Day is, should you sell your home before springtime if it's something you are considering? Now, we know that 91% of American homeowners have equity in their properties. Many people don't realize they do, but 91% do have equity. Five reasons to sell now. Number one, demand is strong. There's about 3.9 months supply of inventory nationally. We were just talking to Brent Humphreys yesterday. San Diego, you've got less than 2 months supply. There is less competition now. People think that you got to wait till the spring to sell your house. Well, I'd rather sell my house when demand is high and supply is low. Just economics. Process will be quicker when there's less houses selling. The process is quicker. There's never a better time to move up. Look what's happening with interest rates now. Now, I've shared with you, I believe interest rates will continue to drop over the next 3 to 4 months and then really take a big increase toward the end of the year. Mortgage Bankers Association, National Association of Realtors, Freddie Mac, all saying the same thing. And you know something? Here's the number one reason why, if you are thinking about selling, now's the time. It's all about you. It's about your family. Don't wait to move on with your life. That's what's really important. It's all about you. That is the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PAIR, P-E-A-R, Professional Equity Analysis Review, to 79564. Get the true equity of your property. So I get asked frequently, hey, Ron, why do you spend so much time speaking with some of the folks in Anaheim and Orange County when the broadcast goes from the Mexican border all the way to Santa Barbara and from the desert? It's like if you're old enough like me and you remember Jerry Dunphy, from the desert to the sea and all of Southern California. Well, I believe as Anaheim goes, a lot of the California cities tend to follow. Anaheim's a big footprint and a leader. And we're going to chat this morning with Lucille Kring, Anaheim Mayor Pro Tem. Welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Glad to have you with us. So one of the things that's relatively new, and it's spreading across the horizon and state, it seems like, is, I'm going to say it. I don't have to. I'm not going to ask your opinion because I don't want to get you in trouble. This stupid idea of districting. What is districting? You can tell us the facts. I'll do the commentary.
Okay, that would be great. Well, districting is where you divide a city into specific districts. And so for Anaheim, it's you have to live in that district and only be elected by the people who live in that district. Now, Newport Beach and Santa Ana are different. They have 7 council members. They're nominated from a district, but they're elected at large. Ours is completely different. As I said, it's a true district. You live there, and you're voted only by the people there. So that is your community. Those are the people you represent. So moving forward, we will never have elections at large except for the mayor, and we will increase from 4 council members to 6. So it's big changes are happening to Anaheim.
So let me throw this at you, because this is my understanding. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. Is if I were to live, and I don't know all the districts, I saw some maps, but just for simplicity, if I live in East Anaheim and I want my council person to really focus only on East Anaheim. I don't want them to be looking out for West Anaheim. Is that, I mean,
that's it.
Right. So we're in Newport. There's seven council people looking out for the entire city.
Right.
Now there's only one council person looking out for East Anaheim.
Correct. And the mayor, because the mayor's at large.
But that's Anaheim, so we don't even want to talk about him. Yeah, my personal opinion.
Okay. Well, three more years.
Okay.
This is very interesting that you are focused on your one particular district. I live in the 4th district, so that's the resort area. But my feeling is you have one budget. It's not going to be divided into six. We all come to the budget in June, and it has to be balanced, and it has to be done by June 30th. And you have to work as a group, because if you need a fire station in the east and I need something, a new library where I live, we've got to work together to make sure that's in the budget. So you do have to work together to make things happen and move Anaheim along. At least that's the way that I see it. I'm not going to be in a silo, but if somebody comes to me in my district and says, because there was a child killed in a corner or injured, we need a stop sign, or we need a traffic light, then I'll work for that. And if it's feasible and financially available, we'll get it. But otherwise, you really have to focus on the whole city, I believe.
But especially when in a time when we're all budget conscious, now you look at a stoplight. I've heard numbers, and I think I heard somebody say it's like $50,000 for a stoplight.
It is, and a traffic light's about $250,000.
Okay, so $250,000 for a traffic light. You know, you've got the person that's responsible for, say, in your case, the resort district, mm-hmm. wants a stoplight. You've got to get the people that are in all the others. Six districts, the other mm-hmm. five districts.
To agree.
And they're going to say, okay, I don't want to spend that money. You know, with all due respect, Lucille, you know, it's your area. I don't want to spend my money on your area.
And that's going to be the problem with districts. Are we going to have Chicago-style politics? We have the Brown Act. So currently, I can talk to one other council person, but that person cannot talk to another person because that's a serial meeting, and it violates the Brown Act. Now you're going to have seven people, so you can legitimately talk to three, but never to four. So there's a lot of rules that have to be followed, and it's going to be a little difficult initially getting up to speed. So in November, we will have four districts on the ballot, and at one of those districts will only be a two-year term. The rest will be four. And then moving to 18, that two-year term plus the other two districts will be on the ballot.
It's going to make it kind of complex.
It is. It's very difficult, and I've been living with this for 3 years.
So So now that I've kind of shared my dislike for it, what's the other side of it? Apparently the people of Anaheim voted for it.
Absolutely.
What is the positives that they thought they saw there?
The positives are that it is neighbors working with neighbors, neighbors electing neighbors. You will know this person. Maybe he goes to the same church. Maybe you meet at the grocery store. Still, there will be 55,000 people about 55,000 people in each district. I don't believe you're going to know everybody in that district. It's just impossible.
Sure.
So, but
I don't even know my next door neighbor.
Maybe I should introduce you.
Exactly. Right. I mean, we've got such
true.
A transient community.
Absolutely.
That in many areas, I mean, I'm kidding that I don't know. I mean, I've lived in my house for over 20 years. So it's, but I mean, the logic or the reality is in many areas, people don't know their next-door neighbors anymore because everybody's so busy.
That's absolutely true, and that's really a shame. In the Colony, what a wonderful group of people. It's the historic area. It's called the Colony because that's where the original people settled. And they have such a close relationship that they really do know each other, and that's wonderful. But in most other parts of the city, you don't have that connection. And because of that, I think it's going to be just as hard to get elected from a district as it is citywide. But that's what they said, neighbor voting for neighbor, neighbor representing neighbor. You'll get more support. You will. It's closer to the people. It's more representative government. And that's the points that they made during the campaign.
Interesting. So you mentioned Anaheim is just going to it. Newport Beach does not have it. Are there other communities in California that have gone to this already?
Fullerton was sued, and they're thinking about doing that. And Garden Grove just was sued, and they are going to it. And they said they wanted five districts and the mayor to be rotational. Currently, the mayor is elected at large. Now they are being sued by a group of people who don't want five. They want seven. They want the mayor to be elected at large. So you can agree to the districts, and you still can get sued by somebody else.
A wonderful litigious society that we have.
Absolutely. It's gorgeous, isn't it?
It keeps the lawyers in business. We always love to harass the lawyers. So it keeps them in business. And maybe they're the ones writing some of these laws. I don't know.
Yes. you're near the truth.
And you know something? We're going to end up with it's going to go back to Chicago. Well, welcome to Chicago here. We've got better weather than they do, but our politics may be heading the same way. We're going to talk about some more fun stuff when we come back with Lucille. Maybe Star Wars, a dog park. Not so fun as homeless, but maybe there's a solution. So we'll talk about that. We're also going to talk about the Super Bowl coming up. 401Ks, got a lot to talk about. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. You can reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. And on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. If you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube is where you'll find us. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Southern California attorneys have over 15,000 real estate agents to call in Orange County for their personal and professional needs. Why do they overwhelmingly call Melinda Johnson? Simple. It's the Melinda Johnson trifecta. Melinda is an attorney, real estate broker, and realtor. Does your family deserve the same professional services California lawyers demand? Call Melinda Johnson at 714-863-5485. That's 714-863-5485. Or on the web at freedomfirstproperties.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance, and that's my message as your consumer advocate. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by your household board of directors. Text ATP, Area Trusted Professional, to 79564. We will introduce you to your household board of directors. That would be tax planners, financial planners. Maybe you need credit repair. Maybe you're going to need a estate planning attorney. Maybe you need a family lawyer. I hope not. Bankruptcy lawyer. I hope not. Mortgage, real estate, all these people, they should be on your board of directors. And I've shared this with you many times. I don't know any big corporation. We see that Google, I guess they call themselves Alphabet this week. They just became the largest corporation in the world, the most valuable corporation in the world as of this morning. Yes, they have a board of directors. Why don't you? Just a thought for you right there. Text ATP to 79564. Is your 401k tanking? Well, if you were with us on Saturday at Chapman, I shared with you that the 401k is nothing more than a government ruse, an IRS ruse to take your money. You're going to lose all of your savings. If you put away $4,000 a year for 30 years, all of your tax savings are exhausted in the first 20 months of distribution if you're in the 28% tax bracket. There are better solutions. That's why I bring this up to you. Do I sell these solutions? No. I did back in the 90s when I worked at Merrill Lynch. I did offer these solutions. I sold them. I don't do them any longer, but I do want you to know you don't need to lose money in a 401k. You don't need to take risk in a 401k. Can't say that the investments are guaranteed, but they are pretty much insured, and they're by AAA rated insurance companies. So I would say you should be chatting, especially if you're a young person and want to know, yeah, I wonder if my 401k or if my Social Security is going to be there when I'm that age. Just a thought. I don't know if it's going to be there or not. That's the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by the Area Trusted Professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Continuing our conversation this morning, Lucille Kring is in the house, the mayor pro tem of Anaheim, chatting about all the different goodies that are going on around. We talked about districts in the last segment. Don't want to talk about that too much because it makes me too ill. But short-term rentals, what's going on with short-term rentals in Anaheim, Lucille?
Oh, this is becoming an interesting issue because they're proliferating. We do have a moratorium that goes to May, so no new ones can come to the city for a permit. However, we do have about 200 in queue, and they are being processed. You have great owners and great people who rent their houses. But in some areas, particularly in the resort area, they are proliferating like crazy. And they are ruining neighborhoods. They are coming in and they're putting 5 and 6 into small little neighborhoods. And people rent them to people who have big parties. They don't care about the neighbors. They make noise at all hours of the night. And they bring their friends in. Their cars are supposed to be parked in the property, but they're parked all over the street. So it's become a real problem. It's like it's the residents and the short-term rental owners that we are having a bit of a problem. So on February 27th, there is going to be a workshop at City Hall at 5 o'clock. And I'm sorry, it's going to be at 4 o'clock at City Hall. And we're going to discuss it. We've already had meetings with the residents, and they've got their complaints, and with the short-term rental owners. Some of them have a short-term rental because that's their retirement, and they are good, good owners. They only rent to very, very good people, their families who follow the rules. But there are some bad actors in the community, and a couple of them are around my house.
It's kind of an interesting topic just because I know a lot of people that do short-term rental, and I think it'd be interesting to see what it's all about. I know a lot more folks in the Coachella Valley that are doing short-term mm-hmm. rental, daily rental, mm-hmm. actually even luxury rental. Airbnb has obviously become a very big player in that market. VRBO, I think, mm-hmm. is another big player.
Yes.
I'm just wondering, is it the concept that's bad, or is it the execution of what the people are using the properties for?
I think it's a little bit of both, because about 7 years ago, a woman and her husband, they have three, and they've continued to maintain three and properly take care of it. And have the same people come back every year, because the attraction, of course, is Disneyland and the beach and L.A. and everything else that happens in Southern California. But some of them, they just come in and they make it a party house. They actually go in Airbnb or one of the agencies, and they convert their house, like a four-bedroom house, into eight bedrooms. And it's all about Disney and the princess and Star Wars and different things like that. So you have a house that had four bedrooms, and now you've got people that are coming in with 18 people. It's a minimum of 3 days. And so they're having parties. They're coming back from the park. They're going in the pool after 10. The trash that happens because of it, particularly when you have a townhouse HOA community, they are proliferating in that community in particular, and the residents are very upset.
So let me ask this question, because I've never been considered much of a government guy. I'm more of an anti-government, not an anarchist, but
close.
Right. But the idea here being, as far as I understand, there's already laws in place as far as for plan. You know, when you convert a house from four bedrooms to eight bedrooms, permits are supposed to be done for something like that.
And they are. And they're permitted. If the city says it's fine, it's fine. Where we made the mistake is they came in, and I don't think the residents or the city was prepared for the amount that came in. So now we have very stringent rules. You've got to follow the rules. We even charge them bed tax. So we're getting a lot of TOT from the short-term rentals.
What is TOT?
TOT is transit occupancy tax. So when you stay at a hotel or a motel, at the bottom you'll see 15%, 17%, whatever the average is in your city. And then that's added to the bill. That goes right into the general fund for police, fire, libraries, parks. So that's one of the positive benefits from the short-term rentals.
Who collects that, or who monitors to make sure that that's actually being paid?
Oh, they get monitored. They have to send in the tax to the city. And we know how many nights because they have to send a whole spreadsheet. So we know how many nights it's been rented and for what amount and how much the tax should be. Now, they're being pretty honest about that, except we do have a number that are not permitted. So they're under the gun. They change the house. And these people will come in and pay over market. And so people say, oh, my gosh, I thought I was going to get $500,000. You're willing to pay $580,000. Hey, it's a good deal for me. And that's how they're collecting, getting all these houses in these nice neighborhoods.
So is the idea to get rid of the short-term rental or to monitor it better?
Some people would like us to ban them completely, but you can't do that. It's a property rights issue at this point. If you have a vested interest in a short-term rental, I don't believe the city or the government can take that away. But we can do things moving forward. We can put more vigorous regulations on them. And we'll just see what happens on the 27th, because we'll have everybody there. We have everybody at council meetings all the time talking about STRs, we don't want them. They have signs.
What is STRs?
Short-term rental.
Oh, okay.
So they're wearing signs, ban STRs. They bought placards that they put in their front yards. And they're just, and it's becoming a real war in some places. It's like the Hatfields and the McCoys, the residents and the STR owners. So it's stay tuned. This is not ending well.
It's going to be an interesting battle. I know that I have some friends that live in the city of Orange, and they had that from going way back, but from a whole different standpoint. Very interesting the terminology that I've heard, whether it's accurate or not, was that any time you have more than five people that are unrelated in the same property in Orange, they call it a brothel. And it had to do with because of the school.
Oh, I haven't heard that term, but it's a group home, and it's six or less.
Okay.
And those are the group homes. They can be halfway houses. They can be houses for aged. And we have several of those in my neighborhood. They're very, very well managed. And the people are happy. You have no spillover into the streets. It's a wonderful thing. So some of them, we used to have halfway houses for drug and sober living. And those were problematic because the people would always wander out and kids were scared. Parents were scared. And so those things have kind of calmed down a little bit. But the short-term rentals are rearing their ugly head, but we have a moratorium at this point that's been very well regulated.
That's good to hear because, I mean, so many times there's laws in place that people just aren't following the laws that are there.
That's true.
Right? And creating another law, we talked about this yesterday when we were chatting about, you know, how few people understand the California budget and realizing what the number one line item is on the budget, and throwing more money at something or more laws at something doesn't necessarily solve the problem.
Absolutely not.
It just creates more regulation.
Right. And I think the city, Anaheim, is pretty business friendly up to a point. And I think we don't want to regulate.
Except our mayor. But I say that.
Yeah,
I digress.
I didn't say it. But you have, you've got to regulate things because you don't want to have a disruption in neighborhoods. And a lot of people are fearful. They say, we don't know these people. But as you said, we don't even know our neighbors. So it's not. And most of the people, the good owners with the good tenants, they get up in the morning, they go to Disneyland or to the beach or wherever they're going. They come back late at night. They're tired. They want to go to sleep. Other cases, they're party animals because the people are not selective in the people that they bring in. And that's the problem. We do have good owners and we have bad owners. And it's the bad owners that are spoiling the whole pot for the whole industry.
Well, maybe we just need to get some rule, some regulation in there and make it unattractive for that bad actor to be here in the city of
And
of
what
Anaheim.
Would you suggest, Ron? guns blazing.
I don't know about guns blazing, but I think if the fines are significant enough, you know, one warning, you know, just as we've talked, we'll talk about more of this when we come back. You're okay. Listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. The fines for short-term rentals are the solution. Maybe there's an idea there. Homeless, dog parks, Star Wars, a lot to still cover. Remember, you can reach us anytime. The off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a loved one who wants to stay in their home, but you have health concerns about it? The Preferred Care Team understands the challenges of caring for your loved ones. Their goal is to keep seniors as independent as possible while maintaining their health, safety, and overall well-being. Whether you need just a few hours a week or 24-hour care, Preferred Care caregivers are trained to meet your needs. Call Preferred Care at 714-696-9150. That's 714-696-9150. Or visit preferredcare.com.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at VIP Mortgage. When you're ready for the mortgage, any of them, FHA, first-time home buyers, one day at a short sale, bankruptcy, or foreclosure, they've got all the programs over there. You just need to give me a call. I will put you in touch with them. Interesting story I saw here. The true story of my $624 mortgage payment. Very, very interesting. When I saw this story, I had to share it with you because the whole concept of the story was somebody buying well below their means and their needs and dealing with it because they wanted to have their home paid off. And I said, holy cow, this person obviously did not attend our seminar at Chapman University over the weekend, talking about retiring on $18,000 a month and keeping the mortgage because there is no financial benefit to having home equity. There's no benefit to it. Emotional, yes. Financial, no. It's like putting all that money under your pillow. Does it make any sense? No, but the whole article here is very, very interesting going through all the ideas of these young couple that wants to have their house paid off so they can retire at age 40. Okay, I like the idea of retiring at age 40, but how about with money coming in instead of debt equity in a piece of property, a debt investment? Didn't catch that seminar. We talk about it on here on a regular basis. We'll give me a call, and I'll put you in touch with the information or what date we had this conversation. And the idea of home equity being a dead investment, there is absolutely zero rate of return on home equity. Zero. It's just mathematics. That's the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends over at VIP Mortgage. Continuing our conversation this morning with Lucille Kring, the Mayor Pro Tem of Anaheim. We're chatting a little bit, Lucille, before the break, and I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on this. People can go back and listen to the setup of this before if they want to listen to it on YouTube, Ron Siegel One, or on Ron Siegel Radio in the archives. But what are some of the solutions on the homeless? What are some of your thoughts as far as what can be done? I'm sorry, not homeless, on the short-term rentals.
That's okay. They're both very serious issues. The short-term rentals, I believe that they should have a very legitimate. If you get caught, if the code enforcement or the police are called, there is a fine involved.
First time.
Okay. And we'll have to decide what that fine is. It has to be enough to hurt. And then the next time you're called out, there's an increase in that fine. And it has to be legitimate. It can't just be somebody who's angry at you and calls up and says you're making too much noise. It has to be a substantial crime. It has to be substantiated.
Glad to hear that because actually I had the police called on me probably 3 years ago. Three couples, 70-year-olds, 50, and two couples that are 50 years old. And the neighbors down the hill called and said, you know, they're too loud. And the police came in and just laughed. So where's the party? Where's the cars? And we're all neighbors.
So
we want it to be legit.
It has to be legit because some people get angry and do strange things. And then by the third time, if you have a violation the third time, I believe that we should pull your license and that's it. You're done. Because we cannot. First of all, we're putting $200,000 more into code enforcement because things usually happen on the weekend or at night when our code enforcement officers are on the street. So that's going into taking care of these complaints. But it's difficult. It's a low priority for the police. Because
they've got more important things to do.
And so people don't get there for 2 or 3 hours, and then the crime is over or the nuisance is over or the noise is quieted down. But we can get them, and I believe you get three bites of the apple, and after that, I'm sorry, you need to close shop.
Makes a lot of sense to me, and it sounds like it's a pretty sensible solution. I hate to say it. Sometimes in government, you know, you wonder about sensible solutions. That sounds like a good one, Lucille.
Yeah, but the city's also getting money from the fines that we can pour back into code enforcers.
Well, as long as it doesn't become a self-fulfilling that they're out there just looking to find
people. No, they don't have the time.
We've got the CFPB already doing that.
Yes, that's true. And NASA or the NSA.
Exactly. So, being that we don't have a huge amount of time, let's talk about a couple of fun ones.
Okay.
Dog parks. I hear there's dog parks popping up all over. What are they? Where are they? Who pays for them and who uses them?
Well, they're not really popping up all over. When I was first elected in 98, and then my first year in office was 99, and I never had a dog until a few years ago, and I said, we need dog parks. They're social. They socialize the animal. They're wonderful for the parents of the dogs or their caregivers. And so finally, last year, we had enough money in the budget. We opened the first dog park at La Palma Park last March. So that's in the center, north central of the city. And you're going to get one up here in Olive Hills sometime this spring. So that's two. And there are monuments. I give credit to Chris Mary. She wanted to honor Bruno and all the other canine officers. So we
got to go back, slow down. For those of us that are simple people like me.
Okay.
Bruno.
Bruno, our wonderful dog, our police dog, was shot a few years ago trying to go after a guy who was shooting at the police. And so he shot the dog, and R.J. Young, the handler, took him right up here to a vet up at Yorba Linda, the hospital, and he survived. He's retired, but he still has the bullet in his chest. And the police shot the perpetrator. He was on probation, and the first thing you get when you're on probation is a gun. Because I said, where do you get the gun? It's like a welcome home present. Anyway, so we wanted to do something to honor our canine officers, and Bruno became the poster child. All the other ones are fabulous, and they really work very hard. So we raised money, and there's going to be a monument at La Palma Park and a monument at Olive Hills. And then Brodery actually put a monument right here at the police station up at Weir Canyon.
Yeah, it's amazing because especially in this day and age, and I'm gonna take a second here of liberty, because there are way, way too many people in the media right now that are chastising police officers for anything they possibly can. And boy, thank goodness for these men and women and obviously the canine patrol and the equestrian. They do a fabulous job for all of us. I mean, you listen to these media and some of these other loons out there that are all over the police. And yeah, I'm not naive enough to say there's not some bad officers. Yes, there's bad everything. But there is such a minimal amount. And I know a lot of police officers, they want to get rid of the bad ones worse than the general public does.
Absolutely.
And I just, every time we can, we got to take our hat off to police officers, our first responders. And I love when you hear that they're the ones running in when everybody's running the other way. Mm-hmm. And, you hear something like this with Bruno. And I speak tongue-in-cheek because I have been very involved with some of the Bruno things. And
yeah, but it's been a few years, and so maybe people need to be
right,
refreshed.
Absolutely. Bruno is, to me, I consider Bruno a hero.
Absolutely. He saved R.J. Young's life.
Absolutely.
And other cops.
And I got myself in trouble a little bit, which I don't mind, that... thank goodness the officers acted accordingly. And from what I understand, that perpetrator is not going to be doing anything bad to anybody else any longer. And, thank goodness for these police officers.
We have the most wonderful police in the city of any jurisdiction. And Chief Quesada is just a treasure. He has gotten in there. He speaks Spanish, and he's really communicated with the groups. And he has coffee with the cop once a month. He's not always the one there, but he'll send another police officer. So they get a real sense of what the people are feeling. So race relations, I think, have calmed down a lot in the city since he's become chief.
And I tell you, I went and I started chatting a little bit because I've been very involved with some of the homeless projects in various parts of Southern California. And I listened to the chief at the event, a question and answer that was here in Anaheim Hills. And holy cow, that man's got the patience of a saint. But
yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Holy cow. Star Wars. What's going on with Star Wars? I haven't seen any of the movies, but...
I saw the last one, and so I won't do a spoiler alert. I was chastised last week for saying it. So go see them. It's a great movie, and Disneyland, God love them. They're taking 14 acres out from Thunder Mountain, and they're petting zoo and stuff, and they are putting an attraction Star Wars. And if you haven't seen, there's going to be a cafe there that mimics the Star Wars cafe in the movies. They are spending $1.5 billion. And for that, the city gave them a 30-year no admissions tax. And if they put $500 million more into the project or in something in Disneyland, they will get another 15 years. But they're already helping the economy of other businesses. They had to move a lot of their stuff. So they are renting a place with Panettone Industries in on the canyon to place 165,000 square feet of their property. So they have to move things out to make room. And it's going to be fabulous. Star Wars is probably the biggest thing to hit the movies. It exploded. It's probably the number one movie in the world. And so people are just can't wait. They wear their Star Wars outfits. And it's just going to be fabulous. And Cars Land opened 2 years ago. And at $1.1 billion worth of investments, and that made the resort sing. So this, with $1.5 billion, is going to be fabulous.
Love what Disney does, because, you know, a lot of what they, you know, they get, and again, they're a big corporation that gets, you know, they're right on the radar, obviously, and really being a great corporate citizen, that's what it's all about. And great information. Glad you came in to share with us. Our time goes by so fast. Be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or would like to meet any of our guests, give me a call at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Our house, in the middle of our street, our house.